Finding a hoodie that lasts through the season can be tough. The American Giant Classic Full Zip Hoodie is made to last a lifetime, so you can count on it year after year. Every American Giant piece is made in America and designed to last. No exceptions. The result is durable clothing that becomes part of your life. Snag the hoodie that will bring you comfort for life. The American Giant Classic Full Zip. Save 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com when you use Staple 20 at checkout.
At Pluralsight, we don't just teach skills. We are building the tech workforce who deliver results fast, accelerated by top-tier content. Lead with confidence. Lead with expertise. Visit us at Pluralsight.com to tap in and learn more.
There's a guilt single moms carry that nobody sees. The kind that sits in the quiet moments, between breaths, between tasks, between heartbeats. This is Single Mom Saga, Episode 4. And today we're giving language to the guilt we've swallowed for years. The guilt that shapes us, exhausts us, and somehow still pushes us forward. And the first place that guilt likes to pull up uninvited? Dating. Because dating as a single mom is its own Olympic sport. Dating as a single mom is a whole different universe. It's emotional math, MMA scheduling, mom guilt, and a whole lot of overthinking, all happening before you even swipe right. Because it's not like you're just out here saying, oh, he's cute and going with the flow, because don't I wish. No, the second you even think about giving someone your attention, your whole mind starts spiraling. You wonder, should I be doing this? Is this taken away from my kids? Am I healed enough? What if I pick the same kind of man in a different outfit? And what should feel light suddenly turns to a whole emotional workout. Your brain goes straight into protection mode, protecting what you've built, what you've survived, and who you're responsible for. Because dating when you're a single mom isn't just about you. You're inviting someone into the world you rebuilt, the routine that keeps your kids steady, the peace you fought for, and the boundaries you learned the hard way. And even with all that on your mind, there's always someone on the outside who thinks they know what you should be doing. Are you sure you're ready? Is it too soon? You should focus on the kids. You should get back out there. Everyone's an expert in a life that they're not living. Nobody was in your relationship. Nobody sat in your silence. Nobody knows how long you were done before you were done. So the guilt gets louder. And let's be realistic. I'm not looking for a daddy for my kids. They have fathers. But I might be looking for a daddy for me. And there's nothing wrong with that. You always wonder if this new person can handle canceled plans when a kid gets sick. If they'll respect your boundaries, if they can step into your world without disrupting it, or if dating you will feel like a burden. And then there's the quiet fear that even after all your healing, you might still be drawn to the familiar kind of broken you had to crawl out of. Dating as a single mom isn't just dating. It's protecting, assessing, rebuilding, hoping, and trying to stay open without repeating the same story. Your guilt doesn't come from doing something wrong. It comes from trying so damn hard to do everything right. See, that's just the guilt around moving forward. But the guilt about where you came from? Oh, girl, that one hits even harder. People act like we did it on purpose. Like we walked into a Build-A-Man workshop and said, give me the emotionally unavailable one with unresolved trauma, a sprinkle of delusion, and the ability to gaslight like it's a skill set. No, we met the representative, the man he pretended to be in the beginning, not the man he actually was. The good morning texts, the effort, the consistency, the charm. Oh God, the charm. And then slowly, this was the free trial version of you. So, oh my goodness, my subscription just expired. Then the guilt hits. If I had known better, I would have chosen better. But here's the emotional pretzel. If you chose better, you wouldn't have the kids you have. And as tired as you are, as frustrated as you get, as much as you shake your head at your child's father, the thought of not having your exact babies, absolutely not. So you end up thinking, I love my kids. I can't stand their father, but without him, I wouldn't have them. Yet he's also the reason I needed therapy. It's the kind of guilt nobody warns you about. And single moms get a bad rap. You see it all over social media now where people say you should have chosen a better father for your kids. And I get that idea, but we all put on our perfect faces in the beginning. And some people do it just to keep you there and hold you there. And listen, this isn't about pretending women are perfect. We're not these floating angels doing everything right, although I'll say I'm pretty damn close. In the beginning, we put on our best face too. We're patient, we're sweet, we ignore red flags. We act healed when we're held together by iced coffee and a prayer. We evolve, we grow, and motherhood changes us. So this isn't about blaming men. It's about acknowledging that everybody shows their best face at first, but only one of us kept growing. And that's a deep guilt. So let's talk about the everyday guilt, the kind that sneaks in while you're just trying to live. Time guilt hits completely different. I could take my kids to a whole Knicks game, just like we did last week. We laughed, we bonded, we made memories, and I still feel guilty. Not because the big moment wasn't enough, but because sometimes the small moments feel harder to create. The random Tuesday at the park, the basketball in the driveway, the bike rides, the movie nights without multitasking. You know, those slow moments. Those are the ones that haunt you and the ones you barely have time for as a single parent. It's not, I should have done more at the game. It's, I hope they feel loved in the in-between moments too. Then we have money guilt. Single parents, two family homes, stretch money like it's elastic. Some of us work two jobs just to keep the lights on, and we still feel guilty buying anything that isn't a necessity. Treats for the kids, guilt. An event, guilt. A little something for ourselves, big guilt. Like, can I spend $10 without feeling like I betrayed my entire financial plan? And the self-care guilt? Whew. You go get your nails done or your hair done, something I know about very well, and you think that money could have gone somewhere else. You go to the gym. Maybe you should be home. You read a book. You know you're wasting time. Even resting feels illegal. But the truth is, when you pour into yourself, you're gonna show up better for them. And once you get past your own guilt, here comes society with the fresh batch. Damn these bastards. One, maybe you had kids too young, so you're irresponsible. Too old? Selfish. Didn't have kids? Why not? Ended a pregnancy? Everyone suddenly becomes a moral philosopher. Had a baby with the wrong man? Well, you should have chosen better. Left the wrong man? Well, you're breaking up a family. Ma'am, I didn't break up a family. I escaped the hostage situation with the diaper bag in a dream. And even after tuning out society, the guilt doesn't stop. When the kids are fed, nobody's screaming, the house isn't on fire, and you finally sit for the first time in 48 hours, your brain says, you could be doing laundry. You could be cleaning. You could be catching up. You could be reinventing your entire freaking life. It's like, can I blink in peace? Maybe a shower would be nice. Single mom guilt can feel loud, but your effort is louder. Your love is louder. Your presence is louder. So take that away with you today. And if this episode gave you even more or even one moment of comfort, please follow, subscribe, and leave a review for the Prosecco Queens podcast. It helps more single moms find this space, and it helps me keep creating these moments with you. Thank you for listening, and thank you for showing up for your kids and for yourself.